morning, everybody. This is Kelly from Weirdo Magnet. It's been a couple years, actually, but I've been thinking about lately, I want to get this podcast going again. And so look for a new episode, hopefully soon. I'm going to do a mix again, I think, of reading stories that I wrote, because that was the original intent, so that I could get some of my work heard. But also, while I was looking into this, I found this old draft of one that I had recorded with Carlene, and I talked a lot about the Leland area where I grew up with my grandparents, so I think I'm going to go ahead and publish this. But yeah, I've been talking to a friend yesterday, and we're going to get together hopefully in a couple weeks here and do an episode. So in the meantime, I hope you enjoy this one. Recording. Hey there, it's Kelly, and I'm here with Carlene.
Hey there.
Carlene and I just decided to get together for a fun little spontaneous visit today. So I'm visiting her at her house, and since we're here, we thought we'd do a podcast, but we don't really have specific topics, so we'll just see how it goes. And I can always edit all this.
Okay.
All
right. Well, it is a hot one here in mid-Michigan, and I did think it was interesting. Kelly, did you have a pool growing up?
Oh, yes, Carly, next to the horse stable. No, didn't have a pool, but my mom was really big on taking us to the beach.
Oh, hey.
So every weekend, I felt like, maybe not every weekend, but many weekends we would go to the beach, because there was a beach by my grandparents' house, and they lived in Commerce area. And so there was a public beach there, so she would always take us there. But for some reason, she would always pack tuna fish sandwiches to take to the beach and lemonade. And then there was no cooler that I remember. So you just, like, put the sandwiches in a bag. And, like, I guess that's probably why as soon as we got to the beach, we ate our lunch.
Oh.
Because you're not going to eat a tuna sandwich that's been out in the sun for 3 hours without getting some food poisoning. But we did put ice in our little thermos cooler thing of lemonade. We weren't heathens. And then my mom, as I was telling you earlier, they, back in like the early 80s, they had these beach blankets, and they were basically a big sheet of tin foil, like literally like very reflective silver. And you would just like, I mean, I guess it was good for sun, but you crisp right up on that thing because you're laying on essentially a piece of tinfoil at the beach.
Because everybody wanted
that crisp golden glow sun.
Yep.
It's never worked for me. The pale Irish skin just burns and then eventually peels. So
no tan.
No, not really. I mean, I get less pale. I don't really get tan. So what about you? Obviously, I know you didn't have a pool, but why don't you tell me about your summer beaching experience?
Well, there wasn't a lot going on there. We never went on a summer vacation growing up with 5 kids in the family. And I do fondly remember, I had my older brother, Joe. He was 4 years older. He somehow coaxed me into helping him shovel. We were going to make our own pool.
Okay.
And we were out there for almost a day, and we were digging this pool. And then our dad walks by, and he's like, "What are you kids doing?" And we just thought that we could, like, make our own pool by digging a hole.
Right.
Which, you know, in a kid's mind seems logical, but water's not just going to stay in a hole.
It's kind of funny, though, because so growing up, before my parents were divorced, we lived on Cedar Island Road. And so it was a farm. I'll say farm in the loosest sense of the word, in that my dad wasn't, like, farming per se. No, he grew up on a farm. But anyways, we just had some chickens and a couple animals here and there. But we were out in the country, nothing is around. So we had this dirt hole in our backyard, and we called it our swimming hole. And we would, like, it was like just a pit in the ground, and then we would fill it with hose water, and we'd sit in there like a bunch of hillbilly redneck children that we were. But I was probably like 3 or 4, so I didn't mind anything about that, like the grossness of any of that. I was just like, oh, it's hot. And then obviously, I think my parents bought us one of those little plastic kiddie pools, and you sit in those.
Yeah.
But yeah, we definitely didn't have a pool. But nor did we get to ever get ice cream from the ice cream man. God forbid, if the ice cream man came by, my mom would be like, no, that's too expensive. Get a fudge a colada of the freezer. I'm like, like, you know, nobody wants a fudge a colada out of the freezer when you could have a, like, a frozen foot from the ice cream truck. But
plus, did it have the music going on like yeah. you see in the movies?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And then later, growing up, my parents were divorced by then, and we were living in Milford. And I can't say too much about this. But one of our neighbors was having an affair with the ice cream lady, and her truck would always be across the street, like, for hours at a time. Like, should have been sneaking over there to get ice cream because she wasn't in there. A little bit funny.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, another fond memory I had of swimming during the summer, because we didn't do much. We did a lot of, like, farm work around the house and farm, but we used to go to the high school pool, so we'd have our mom and dad and then the kids, and we would all go, because the swimming pool, it was an open swim at the high school, and that was probably the most fun ever, because every time, you know, we'd spend 2 hours swimming, it was just wonderful, and then we would always go to the Smith's party store on the way home, and we would get, like, an ice cream. And so now I still equate, like, swimming plus ice cream cone equals fun.
Right.
And so that was a good time. So that was really fun. And but every summer I would nag my parents, like, can we get a pool? Can we get a pool? There was no pools to be had.
Right. I know. Obviously, we never had a pool either. And we didn't live somewhere where there was a community pool.
Right.
Once in a while, you'd have a fancy friend that had a pool. And you'd, like, just pray that friend would invite you over. It's like, oh, it's so hot. Please let me come over. I do remember when I was, junior high age, my mom was, it was really cool of her, actually. She hired, like, a college-age student to watch us. We didn't need a babysitter, but we needed a driver. So this woman would, like, take us to Camp Dearborn or to the beach. Mm-hmm. And, like, it was so awesome because, I mean, the alternative is sitting at home in your house, like, watching TV. So I don't think she came every day, but a couple times a week. And then we had someone to, like, take us places. So it was pretty fun. We were not... me and my brothers, we were not those kind of kids. I don't know. We didn't need a lot to be entertained. It wasn't like that. But, I mean, just the fact that you could, like, leave your property and go to the beach in the middle of the day while your mom was at work was like, hot damn! You know, that was a thing. That was pretty sweet.
Well, I just remember summer vacations being so long. Like,
yeah.
You know, you're so used to doing homework and being on a schedule for sports and just doing, you know, this and that. And then you come home during the summers as a kid and you're just... I don't know. I either was at my grandparents or constantly watching, like, those game shows. And it was just a long summer.
Yeah. We spent a lot of time with our grandparents, too, my mom's parents. And they were one of the first people to have cable TV.
Oh, wow.
And it was called On. But all I remember watching over there with them was a lot of reruns of MASH. And I was, like, 7, and it used to really bum me out. I'm like, oh, this old army show again? Like, can't we watch, like, Benji? Like, Benji was really my speed. Benji, Sleeping Beauty, that kind of stuff. But, no, we watched a lot of MASH.
Yeah.
But then those same grandparents moved up north, so they lived up in the Leland area, and their house was literally on Lake Michigan, so you'd come out the front door and go down the walk, and, like, it was like you were at a beach resort, and privately, because it was their house only, but it was super fantastic, and so we would, a lot of times, we'd be up there for, like, a week or two at a time, because my mom worked, so she'd drop us off, and then we would just stay there, but, like, oh, Hard Knock Life, we get to stay at this beautiful house with our awesome grandparents, you know, super fun. My grandma was always having us do, like, little chores. Like, she had a rock garden, so we had to, like, haul sand for her, and it was, like, 5 cents a bucket of sand. So we did that all day. And then...
One way to keep kids busy.
Yeah, and who needs a gym? You just haul in sand. But then, like, I don't know if we really did or not, but they gave us each $5.
Oh. Because
at the time, nothing was around up there. It was pretty remote, but there was a Meijer in Traverse City, so we would drive all the way to Meijer's, and then they would let us pick something out.
Oh.
Or we save it for Fishtown, which is this little... Most people, I think, are familiar with Fishtown. It's a little shanty. I know your old coworker used to call it Fish City, but it's actually called Fishtown, that historical set of fishing shacks. But anyways... we would go there, but there wasn't a lot to buy except for there was a candy store, so we could just get like $5 worth of like caramel corn and saltwater taffy. Those are the summer foods that I remember eating.
But what brought your grandparents up to that part of the state? Like, what's connection?
My mom was my mom was an artist, and she was going to Michigan State to study art. Mm-hmm. And they had a summer program at the old art building in Leland. At the time, Michigan State owned it.
Oh.
And so my mom signed up for it or whatever, and she just got to spend all day in that art building and that beautiful thing. So her parents came up to visit, and then they loved it so much in that area that they ended up buying a house there.
Oh, that's why. Interesting.
And then we always called it the cottage, because when they initially bought the house, it was just a little cottage. But then when they realized they really loved it up there, they decided to move up there. So then they renovated the original house and made it a lot bigger.
Okay.
And even though it was a full-size, functioning, you know, all-year-round house, we still always called it the cottage because it was very small. Because I think my brother was like 2 when they got it, my older brother.
Oh, okay.
So that stayed with them for a really long time. So we were quite blessed, like, going up there often.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we were lucky to be able to have summers like that.
Well, it was really funny later on how your grandpa was, like, not happy with the downstate people.
Oh, yeah, I know. He calls them fudgies.
Fudgies. And he'd, like, we'd be out driving with your grandpa, and he'd be like, damn fudgies. And, you know, they're on our beaches, and they're here, and they're there. And, I guess he was one at one time, too, so.
A fudgie, yep. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they acclimated up there, and they stayed up there for, I don't know, I guess 30 or 40 years. I mean, my mom and, you know, eventually my grandma died, and then grandpa bought a different house, and then that was the house he was living in when he died, and so he left it to his kids, and then my mom ended up buying that same house, so it's kind of neat that I still get to go to that area. It's not right. The same house, but the cool thing is it's built on the land around it is a protected sanctuary, and so it's all woods and private, so I'll never go up there and see like a Starbucks in her backyard, which I'm quite happy about, because anybody that's been up there, they've managed to maintain a certain small town honest vibe where you still have like side of the road produce stands where it's like honor system and you leave the money and then you take the fruit. And for the most part, people, that integrity up there has stayed intact.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it makes me happy, but it also bums me out every year that it gets on another list, like America's Most Beautiful View, America's Best Summer Drive, like all these things, because that area is just exploding with tourism, which they need. But at the same time, it's like not the same as it used to be when I was younger, because it's just getting more and more discovered all the time. Like Mario Batali has a house there.
Oh my gosh.
Or he did. Northport. And then, I don't know, it's just getting more and more trendy. So they had to take down all the M22 signs, you know, the highway.
Oh, where people stealing them?
Oh. Yeah. So they had to change them, and now they're these stupid, ugly, you know, they're really iconic and cool looking, and now they're just the run-of-the-mill boring thing because people keep stealing them. Like, how about you just not steal? That would be super.
Yeah. Well, it is such a pretty spot up there. It's it kind of reminds me of New England.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so nice. And I enjoy that part of the state. Yeah. And I know everybody wants to go to Traverse City and be in Traverse City, but I find Traverse City just too much. Like, I just
me too.
Don't care for it.
Whenever I'm up there, I always, like, obviously have to drive through Traverse City to get to my mom's house, and then I never want to go to Traverse City once I'm there. My grandparents were always like, Traverse City, because, and especially now, Traverse City is as crowded as Oakland County. So if I wanted to feel that crowded and stressed, I would just stay at home. Not downtown Traverse City. I'm talking about, like, the outskirts of Traverse City, right. Like all the restaurants and the people. There's just so many people. A lot of it is us. And then normal years, they have the Cherry Festival.
They've canceled that.
This year it's canceled, but it's usually 4th of July week,
mm-hmm.
and that draws, like, thousands and thousands of people.
Yeah.
Do you think
businesses are going to survive this year?
I don't know. I hope so, because, you know, even though they're opening, they're only half capacity, and then even with that, there's people that are afraid to come, and, like, so if they don't get enough business, they're going to end up closing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I've been trying to. The other day, I live, you know, in Berkeley there, I went to mom and pop place for lunch and got a carry out sandwich, and they were all being safe. And then I used to get, there's a nutrition store down the street and they sell like protein bars. And I went in there and that guy was like, thank you so much for coming in. Like, they're trying to just make it. And then he gave me a free protein bar because we were chatting and he was super nice. And
He
said Berkeley does a good job of taking care of the local people. But really, I think that hopefully things will be less scary to people and they can start coming out again.
Yeah.
Because everyone was doing, you know, everything was safeguarded.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be a while before people are ready to just resume normal things.
Yeah, yeah.
Because even when you go out, it's not normal. Because, like, I was out, like, last week, and they don't give you a menu. You either have a paper menu or they give you that little square with the QR code, and you have to scan it with your phone, and then the menu pops up.
Yeah, it's a lot different than when we were kids. I know we started with, like, summer experience, and I think about my kids and other kids that are out there, of course, that are, like, this is becoming their new, like, what they do, and
right.
It's not that openness or freeness or carefreeness
and that there was. And how is it going to shape them?
Yeah, yeah.
I know.
So.
Because I always wonder what it's going to do to adults, let alone what it's going to be to a kid if they're used to a certain thing, and then all of a sudden it's like a sharp left turn.
Yeah.
And now that's their new experience.
Yeah.
Which isn't always necessarily a bad thing, but, like, I worry that they, like, going back to school.
Right.
What are they going to have? But they can't, I mean, I don't know, it just seems like isolation for the kids is too much.
Yeah, yeah.
So I hope the schools find a safe way to reacclimate the kids.
Well, it is interesting, because it's like, will they just all be homebodies, or will they want to get out there? I don't know. I guess I would consider myself a homebody, especially over the last several months, because, I don't know, it's just too much effort to go out. And
yeah. I mean, I'm in general, by nature, I'm an introvert, but introvert is always misinterpreted as, oh, I hate people. No, no. I just don't get my energy from groups of people all the time. So I like people and I'm social, but then once I'm done, I'm done. And I want to go home and I don't want to talk to anyone. And luckily for me, I like my own company well enough. Like, I don't have to be around other people to enjoy myself all the time. But that said, I do enjoy people. I don't want to, like, there was a period of time there where I was quarantined at home alone with my dog. And thank God for the dog. But, I mean, day in and day out, the days felt so long.
Yeah.
Like, is there 50 hours in this day? Because it feels like, and, like, you try to, like, speed it up, like, oh, I'll sleep in a little, and, like, yeah, but then, even then, it's like, oh, it's got to be 3 in the afternoon. Oh, nope, it's 10:30 in the morning. Like, shit, what am I going to do now?
Let me do some more laundry.
Yeah, you would think all my laundry would be done, by the way. Nope, still not. But I've been, you know, trying to do projects at home. I don't know. I was talking to my mom. Some days it feels totally okay, and then other days you just feel really off and weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Today is okay for me.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you're able to invite me over.
Yeah, I'm glad. We'll see if my kids, we do have that little pool in the yard, but maybe they'll end up digging their own pool. Or doing some crazy, crazy adventurous things this summer.
If they dig a pool, get them a hard hat.
Yep.